circus shooting act. Every circus carries one. Every vaudeville circus puts one on tour during the season. The costumes and scenery may differ, but the characters are the expert marksman or markswoman, the living targets, and the combination announcer-property handler never varies. Today's radio play, The Closing Act, is suggested by a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It's the last show for the week at the Apollo. Vaudeville for the whole family theater. From boxes to second balcony, every seat is taken. On the stage, Roberta and company are closing the bill with an exhibition of plain and fancy pistol and rifle shots. The austere-looking woman in Western costume is Roberta, who, despite her years, can still drill a penny at 30 yards. The pretty cowgirl, booted and spurred, 10-gallon hat perched jauntily on her auburn curls, is Rita, her daughter, and announcer property handler. Let's stand in the wings as close to them as we can.
Now the penny, Rita.
Yes, Mother.
Hold them up for the audience to see them first.
Sorry, I forgot, Mother.
That's the second time this week. Now, please keep your mind on the act.
I'll try to, Mother.
All right. Toss them up. Listen to that, Rita. Huh, the customers like us. Smile for them, Rita. Smile. All right. Give it to them, honey.
Let's have one, Earl. Ladies and gentlemen, Roberta will now do her celebrated modern version of William Tell by shooting a cigar inch by inch from the lips of a living target. In order that you may be assured it is a true demonstration of her ability and not a trick of the stage, Roberta invites any man in the audience to come up and aid her in this exhibition. There is absolutely no danger, I assure you. Won't somebody step forward? How about you, young man? No? Well, will you come up here if I hold your hand?
You bet.
All right. Come on up and I'll hold your hand. Better go, Elf.
Well, here I am.
All right. Now, you stand right over there and put the cigar in.
Oh, no, not me.
Hey, where are you going? You said that you'd come up if I held your hand.
Sure, I said I'd come up here, but I didn't say I'd stick my chin in front of a bullet.
Well, listen, what's your name?
Red.
Well, listen, Red. You saw Roberta hit those clay pipes and those dishes.
Yeah.
You saw her plug the pennies I tossed in the air.
Yeah.
Well, that ought to show you what a good shot she is. I'm not dead or injured.
No, but you didn't hold them pennies in your teeth.
Come on, Red. Be a sport. I'll stand right beside you and hold your hand.
Well, okay. It'd be a swell way to die.
Let's have one, Earl. Ready?
Ready. Ah, that gets them every time. Smile, Rita. Smile and bow.
Guys, bring down that curtain.
Hey, drop them borders, will you? Okay, boy. Bring on that stuff on that stage, will you?
See that our props and guns are packed and ready for the 11:40, will you, Harry?
Sure.
And thanks for all you've done for us while we've been here at the Apollo.
Oh, that's okay. Move that stuff out of the
corner, will you? Well, it's not taking you long to change, Rita. What's the hurry?
Oh, I thought I'd like to take a little walk until train time, Mother.
I want to talk to you, honey. What's on your mind?
Well, what do you mean, what's on my mind?
That's what I said. I've noticed for several days you're not keeping your thoughts on the act.
Oh, I know. But I told you I was sorry about the slip-ups, Mother. I guess I'm just tired, that's all. You know, 20 weeks of sleeper jumps and split weeks aren't any too easy on the nerves.
Rita.
Yes, Mother.
Look at me, honey. You're not hiding anything from me, are you?
What would I have to hide? I'm never out of your sight, am I? Well, we're together in a hotel or a train or a restaurant or a theater. Day in and day out.
Why, baby.
Well, what chance have I to be like other girls? Oh, I'm sick of it, I tell you. Other girls can have dates and go to dances and parties and meet some boys.
Oh, meet some boys, eh? So that's what's on your mind. Now, I'm not saying everybody in vaudeville is bad, Rita, and I'm not saying everybody's good. But I've always kept myself decent, and I'm going to bring you up the same way.
But, Mother,
you... Now, you know what most people think about girls in show business. It's not true, but people think it is just the same. Well, they never had any chance to say anything about my daughter. And if any man ever tries to give them a chance, I'll kill him.
Mother, what are you saying?
I mean it, Rita. I'll kill him.
Oh, you're tired, Mother. You don't really know what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying, all right. Our family's been troopers from way back, for three generations. And there's never been a blot on the family name.
Well, of course not, Mother.
Now, listen. I got plans for you, honey. Why, you're not going to be a showgirl all your life. You're going to be a lady and live in a swell house of servants with a car and a chauffeur.
Oh, Mother, must we go all over that again tonight? I'm awfully tired. And I'd like to have a little air before train time.
All right. Where are you going?
Down by the lake. Oh, it's lovely here by the water, isn't it, Red?
Yeah.
What did that make you think of, Red?
A boat.
Silly. I mean, what does it bring to your mind? To mine, it brings new places. China and little yellow people. And India and dark brown people in white feet. And Holland and wooden shoes. And Honolulu and waving palm trees and the beach of Waikiki and...
And Coney Island and the last boat back to New York.
Oh, gee, Red. Can't you be serious about something?
I am. I'm plenty serious about something right now, Rita.
What is it?
Well, can't you guess?
Oh, about what you just told me. About leaving our act and going on the legit?
No. Something else.
Well, what?
You.
Annie?
Uh-huh. Oh, gee, Rita, I'm crazy about you. I gotta tell you now because, well, it's the first chance I've had to be alone with you since I joined the act.
I know.
Every show when you offer to hold my hand, I'm dying to take you in my arms.
Are you ready? Are you?
It's all I can do to keep from forgetting myself and grabbing you right in front of your mother and the whole darn audience.
Oh, don't stop. Go on.
Well, I'm a stooge, Rita. Not a leading man. I can't make fancy love. All I can say is I love you and mean it.
Then say it again.
I love you.
Oh, my dear.
And you?
I love you, too.
Yeah?
I've loved you ever since you joined the act. When I offer to hold your hand four times a day and five on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm really speaking for myself.
Honest? Oh, gee, that's great. Then tomorrow I'll tell your mother about the way we feel and
No, you mustn't.
Huh? Why not?
Well, not just yet. I'll have to work on her a little first.
Oh, you mean she don't like me?
Oh, it's not you, Red. It's just any man in show business.
Uh-huh.
He's got plans for me, she says. And, well, I know that you don't fit into them yet.
Oh.
My heavens, look at the time. We'll have to hurry to make the train.
All right. Give me one more kiss first, will you?
Oh, then we'll be sure to miss it.
Oh, come here.
Any sign of her yet, Manny?
No. Oh, but she'll be right along any minute now, Roberta.
I can't understand it. Rita never missed a train before in her life.
Well, that's the way things go sometimes. You go along never missing anything, and then suddenly, and you've missed it. Or else you go along missing something all your life, and you've found it.
Hey, Manny, will you please find some other time to spout your philosophy? Just now I'm not in the mood.
Okay.
Like that comic who played the bill with us at the interstate says, it's philosophy. Gee, what's starting? Say, Manny, you stay right here and wait for Rita. I'll go and get a bag.
Well, here she comes now, Roberta.
What? Say, who's that with her?
I can't quite see without my glasses. It's too far away.
For a man who can count the house through a hole in a curtain, you've become awful nearsighted all of a sudden. Well, I can tell you who it is. It's our red-headed stooge.
Yeah? Oh, you better get on board, Roberta. I'll help Rita on.
All right. And give that stooge his notice.
Hey, what's the matter with Red, Roberta? Well, he's the best stooge we ever had.
Are you the owner of this act of the agent?
No.
Well, then, do as I say.
Hey, come on, Rita. Come on. Give me your hand. Come on, Red.
Are you all right? Oh, thanks, Manny. Good night.
Good night, Rita.
Roberta.
Come in, Manny.
Yeah, where's your mother?
Downstairs, fixing pots. You wouldn't let me handle the guns today. Oh, I'm so scared, Manny.
Oh, what you scared of?
Ever since the night that I almost missed the train and Mother saw me with Red, she's been brooding about something. And when she looks at Red during the act, it scares me. You know, I think she's planning to kill him.
With wax bullets? Oh, don't be silly.
She could change him for real ones. Oh, every show I expect to see him drop dead on the stage. Oh,
come, Rita, pull yourself together. Oh, I know your mother was upset about you being off with Red that night. But outside of telling me to give him his 2 weeks' notice, he ain't done nothing about it.
I know, Manny.
Well, her routine is just the same. 3 shots from each gun and all bullets whacked.
But this is Red's last performance. And she's handling the guns herself.
Roberta and Poppy on stage, please.
Now, there's your call. Now, go on down and forget all about this.
Oh, if there was only some way that I could warn Red.
Well, what's there to warn him about? Now, run along and stop worrying.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roberta will now do her celebrated modern version of William Tell by shooting a cigar inch by inch from the lips of a living target. In order that you may be assured it is a true demonstration of her ability and not a trick, Roberta invites any man in the audience to come up and aid her in this exhibition. There's absolutely no danger, I assure you. Now, how about you, young man? No? Well, will you come up if I hold your hand?
You bet.
All right. You come up and I'll hold your hand. Let her go, Charlie.
Well, here I am.
I am. Now, you stand over there and put the cigar.
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, you come back. You said you'd come up if I'd hold your hand. It's Mother.
Well, sure, I said I'd come up here, but I didn't say I'd stick my chin in front of a bullet.
Stop talking together. The audience is watching you.
Come on, Red. Do it for us. I'll stand right beside you and hold your hand. Watch it closely, Red. Watch it.
Okay. It'd be a swell way to die.
Let's have one, Charlie.
Smile, Rita. Smile, honey.
Ready? Ready.
One. Two. Just one more, honey. There, you see? That's all.
He's calling me again. No! No! No!
Oh, Rita.
Oh, Rita.
Oh, darling.
Rita. Rita, baby.
Rita.
Rita. Oh, why did you do it? Why did you get in front of him just as I fired? Rita, baby. Rita, speak to me. Speak to me, Rita.
No, wait, it's too late. She's dead.
My baby. My baby.
Yeah, and you killed her, Roberta.
It should have been you.
Well, why?
I wanted you out of her life completely so she'd marry somebody worthwhile. I made up my mind she'd never marry you.
Yeah, well, you're too late, Roberta. Rita married me this morning.
Be sure to read the interesting details of what happened when a woman sharpshooter took a hand in her daughter's love life. The story will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The story will be found under the title, Girl Killed by Mother's Bullet. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.